Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Baby Owner's Manual Operating Instructions, Troubleshooting Tips, and Advice on First-Year Maintenance is a Humorous Parenting Guide, written by Louis Borgenicht, MD, and Joe Borgenicht, modeled on an appliance owner's manual. It translates the confusion of newborn care into a structured format that many first-time parents find easier to follow than a traditional advice book. The book focuses on the first year of a baby's life and covers practical concerns such as feeding, diapering, swaddling, sleep, childproofing, developmental milestones, and when to call a doctor. Its value lies in combining medically grounded guidance with a light, accessible presentation. Rather than offering emotional reassurance or broad parenting philosophy, it emphasizes usable instructions, troubleshooting, and a clear sense of what to do when common baby problems arise. That makes it especially useful for readers who want direct answers presented with clarity and a bit of humor. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the manual format turns newborn care into a step-by-step system. One of the book's most distinctive features is its decision to treat baby care like operating a piece of equipment. That framing is not just a gimmick. It shapes how the information is delivered. Instead of long reflective discussion, the book breaks down tasks into clear procedures and practical checks, which can reduce overwhelm for readers facing the unpredictability of a newborn. This format is especially effective because first-time parents often need immediate, task-based guidance rather than general theory. By using a manual structure, the book implies that baby care can be learned through repetition, observation, and problem-solving. The result is a guide that feels approachable to people who are comfortable with instructions, lists, and troubleshooting logic. It also makes it easier to locate specific advice quickly, which matters in the middle of a feeding issue, a diapering problem, or a sleepless night. The format is humorous, but the underlying method is highly practical and organized. Secondly, practical first-year skills are the book's main content. The book concentrates on the everyday tasks that define the first year of parenting. It addresses swaddling, feeding, diapering, sleep routines, childproofing, milestones, and common health concerns, which means it is designed for the realities of daily care rather than abstract parenting ideals. This matters because the early months with a baby are often dominated by repetitive tasks that can still feel uncertain to new parents. The book's strength is that it treats those tasks as learnable routines. Instead of assuming expertise, it explains how to perform essential caregiving functions and what signs suggest that something needs attention. That practical focus makes it especially useful as a reference book rather than a one-time read. Readers can return to it when a specific issue comes up, such as whether a baby is sleeping normally or how to respond to a colicky period. In that sense, the book functions like a first-year operations guide, aiming to make ordinary care less intimidating and more manageable. Thirdly, humor makes the book less intimidating without weakening the advice. The book uses humor to lower the emotional barrier that many new parents feel when confronting infant care. Its appliance manual style is funny because it treats a baby as if it were a complex machine, yet the jokes serve a serious purpose. They make an anxious subject easier to approach. This balance works because the content remains grounded in recognizable pediatric guidance. The humor does not replace the advice. It softens the delivery so that readers can absorb information without feeling lectured. That makes the book particularly effective for readers who may resist highly sentimental or overly earnest parenting books. It also suits readers who learn well through analogies, because the playful framing creates a memorable structure around otherwise routine tasks. At the same time, the humor is selective rather than chaotic. So the book still reads as an organized guide in a crowded parenting category. That combination of wit and utility gives it a distinct identity and helps it stand out from more conventional baby manual. Fourthly, medical credibility gives the playful format real authority. Although the book is playful in tone, it is anchored by the medical background of Louis Borgenicht, MD, which gives it more credibility than a purely humorous parenting title. That matters because parents generally want reassurance that entertaining packaging does not mean unreliable information. The book addresses common baby care concerns in a way that is meant to be both understandable and medically sound, which helps bridge the gap between expert knowledge and everyday use. Its value comes from making pediatric guidance feel less distant and more accessible. Readers are not expected to decode jargon or sift through dense medical explanation. Instead, they receive advice in a format that resembles practical user guidance. This combination is important in a category where many books are either too clinical or too casual. By pairing authority with accessibility, the book increases the chances that readers will actually use the information when needed. That is one reason it has remained appealing to new parents who want clear guidance without sacrificing reliability. Lastly, it is especially useful for readers who want concise troubleshooting. The book is strongest when viewed as a troubleshooting guide for common baby-related problems. New parents often encounter questions that are not dramatic enough for urgent medical attention, but still create anxiety. Is this sleep pattern normal? Is the baby feeding enough? What if diapering seems difficult? Or when should a doctor be called? The book is built for that gray area between everyday confusion and serious concern. It does not try to replace a pediatrician, but it helps readers recognize basic patterns and understand when to seek help. That makes it valuable as a companion to broader parenting books, rather than a complete substitute for them. Its concise manual-like style also makes it easy to revisit quickly during stressful moments. For readers who want direct, low-friction guidance, that is a major advantage. The book is not designed to explore the emotional complexity of parenthood in depth. Instead, it offers practical clarity for the first year, when routine questions can feel urgent and constant. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new parents, especially first-time readers who prefer straightforward instruction over a more reflective or emotionally driven parenting style. It is also a strong fit for dads and for readers who respond well to structured, manual-based explanations. The practical benefit is immediate. It helps normalize common newborn concerns and gives parents a way to think through feeding, sleep, diapering, and early health questions with less panic and more confidence. Intellectually, it offers an effective example of how form can improve understanding, since the owner manual structure makes baby care feel less abstract and more manageable. Compared with similar parenting books, it stands out because it is not trying to be a comprehensive philosophy of child rearing. Instead, it focuses on first-year maintenance in a concise, usable, and memorably humorous format. That combination of medical credibility, easy navigation, and comic framing is what gives it a durable place in the parenting bookshelf. It works well as an early reference book, especially for readers who want guidance they can return to in the moment. If you would like to support MD, Borgenicht, Louis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!